This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
16th Street Mall. They've got their kickoff weekend. You think this is going to work?
People love that. That
the EDM show was a hit.
People loved it, and they were going crazy over that show. I mean,
when was the show?
Last weekend.
It was Monday night.
Yeah.
How many people did they have?
Thousands.
5,000.
5,000
yeah.
For the EDM show?
Mm-hmm. All right. Brought in this big DJ guy. I don't know how much it cost everybody, but and people loved it. But the only thing is, I did post about it, and the remarks were just so rude.
What do you mean?
People are like, how many people got stabbed?
Oh, man.
That doesn't help.
Hey, how many homeless people were raging?
Sounds like something I would write.
I know.
Right, here's the report.
Some unique music they're going to hear this weekend. Essentially, they're paying us to be here, however, as part of the network of performers that the 16th Street has hired.
In March, Denver City Council approved another $1.5 million to revive the former 16th Street Mall as it goes.
We're not broke, Jamie. We found money.
They just cut all these people, all the city workers and everything. Remember the huge cuts they just did last week?
So we can build up 16th Street Mall.
But they just cut city workers and
Street has hired.
In March, Denver City Council approved another $1.5 million to revive the former 16th Street Mall as it goes through a rebrand. We're starting to see that money go to work to pay performers like Fiorino and fill vacant storefronts with art displays like these giant straws.
What?
This week, a Memorial Day EDM concert brought thousands to 16th Street, but also left questions. One viewer reached out to me asking, what is planned to bring families back into downtown?
Yeah.
We have over 90 days of events this summer, so there's something for everyone.
Downtown leaders are betting big on this weekend's free summer kickoff on 16th with family-friendly activities, including the World Cup of Speed Climbing. This rock wall already taking shape next to downtown skyscrapers.
There you go. Big weekend down there.
I mean, we used to. Remember when we did it was like Rock the Block or something? Remember we would be on stage and we'd
Denver Day of Rock.
Denver Day of Rock.
Yep.
Yeah, we used to do that. It used to be an amazing place to go for
big
concerts.
Crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really fun. But I don't know. We'll see. It's just, to me, it's a little hypocritical that we had to just cut all these city workers because we don't have any funds, but we're spending $1.5 million.
Yeah. And why are you putting up big straws? Because for straws, to me, it means we suck.
I didn't get the straw.
Why'd you
part?
Put up a big straw?
I think that was probably a visual. That's my guess.
Well, they're also spending what, 70-something million dollars on that new stadium for soccer?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's probably different kind of money, right? That's allocated.
Said the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Said the city, $73 million or something.
If I'm a city worker, like I'm real mad right about now.
All right. Big celebration this weekend. You're looking for something to do. 16th Street Mall is doing their big kickoff weekend, and that happens this weekend. So pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty
that cool. is cool.
Go check it out.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.